USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be his first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Biden walking back some of his tough comments regarding Putin on Monday, which has Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton concerned.
Right now, Joe Biden has even said that he's not imposing all the sanctions he could. He's certainly not taking the aggressive offensive actions we could to impose a cost on Vladimir Putin for these actions. Joe Biden can say whatever he wants at this summit tomorrow, but until he acts with strength and with vigor, then Vladimir Putin is going to know he still has the upper hand.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the government's first ever strategy to combat domestic terrorism, although no specific threats of domestic terrorism have been named. USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
A group of House Republicans wants the chamber to censure some of their Democratic colleagues. Three Republican members are introducing a resolution that would condemn Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. The measure points to comments from the Democrats referring to Israel as an apartheid state and other condemnations against Israel. Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida is one of the sponsors of the resolution.
We're censuring her and the squad. We've renamed them the Hamas Caucus because this isn't just a one-off. This is a series of statements. The bottom line is to equate the United States, Israel, with the Taliban and Hamas in quote-unquote atrocities is personally offensive to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat is on in Las Vegas and Phoenix with temperatures expected to reach 117 on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Retail sales are coming in lower than expected. Numbers for the month of May fell 1.3% from April, a full percentage point more than expected. And while retail sales rose more than 28% over May of last year, that's far short of what analysts had expected. Across the country, we're seeing a hot real estate seller's market. In many parts of the country, housing inventory is low and prices are continuing to rise. If you're thinking of buying a home but unsure of whether you qualify based on your credit score, the first thing you need to do is find out your credit score by pulling it from three of the major credit bureaus. This will give you a chance to fix any possible errors that you may see and also improve your credit score. Now, when it comes to looking for that home, Dan Rosado is a personal finance expert with Credible.com. He tells Fox News,
it's like an MMA fight right now for buyers.
Right.
As you said, it's this rugby scrum when there's a house that goes on the market. Inventory's down, prices are up. So if you're on the buy side of this, you want to be extra cautious. The first most important rule is make sure you know your budget. Make sure you shop around for, you know, the best rate you can find. Obviously, you can do that at Credible.com. But perhaps most importantly, Ainsley, is you want to make sure you don't overpay. And that's in the context of how long you'll be in the home. If you're going to be there forever, overpaying, it really doesn't matter. If you're going to be there for 2, 3, 4 years, you may not get that money back, so you want to be careful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.